new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Monday and feeling like it, March 25, big wind in our weather, 2 weeks till the eclipse. Is my math right? Still missing from Muncie. Boilers still in it to win it. I'm still number five, and this is Wapahani Week. Good morning, Steve Lindell. Host and radio buddy Emily Guffey is in the Axia Command Center, and we have what people are talking about. In Muncie, Delaware County, the weather impacts everybody every day, and as mentioned, wind will be a big part of at least a couple of days this week. Let's find out what he's talking about. Meteorologist Paul Poteet.
Big warm-up today as southerly winds start to flow in ahead of a big storm system back to the west of us. Dry during the day, but a lot of clouds. High of 66. Winds gusting to 35 miles an hour. The winds will get stronger tonight. A wind advisory begins at 6 p.m. Rain moves in, but not till after sunset tonight. Steady rain for a while overnight. Low of 49. Then tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. Afternoon showers and storms. There is a small risk of severe weather. That'll be between about 2 and 5 in the afternoon, high of 64. The wind advisory will finally end after 6 p.m. And then tomorrow night, much cooler, 37. Partly to mostly sunny, 48 on Wednesday. But then we warm back to the 50s.
All right, Paul Poteet. We're going to talk to Indianapolis weather forecaster in just a second. But first, just to make you feel better about the fact that it's not, you know, 65 or 70 degrees all this week here in Muncie, Indiana, USA, let me just, you know, use our technology and fly to, let's say, Two Harbors, Minnesota. They have a blizzard warning in effect right now. I'm not just doing that for Mama in Minnesota. I see you're listening. Sorry I didn't call yesterday, Mama. Nancy's birthday yesterday, we were celebrating all day. Oh, it was a party. Anyway, so back to the shore of Lake Superior, the North Shore, is where this blizzard warning is in effect. This is Two Harbors, Silver Bay, Grand Marais, though it gets mispronounced unless you live there. So this blizzard warning, this is not for us. They're gonna get additional snow of 9 to 12 inches today and tonight. The winds will gust as high as 40 miles an hour, maybe higher. Travel, quote, could be very difficult to impossible, unquote. This is the National Weather Service office in Duluth, Minnesota, saying that. Travel should be restricted to emergencies only. How often do they say that? Am I making you feel better about the weather around here that's not warm yet? I mean, it was for a couple of days. Let me just for giggles here, I'm staying in Minnesota for just a second. Again, my MO here is to make us in Muncie and Delaware County feel better about the fact that it's not beautiful outside, okay? We'd like it to be warm. We'd like it to be, you know, beautiful. If you're not in, now you're in Minnesota here, if you're not in that blizzard warning along the North Shore of Lake Superior, then chances are you are in a winter storm warning, which is like one notch down. Basically, the difference is a little less snow and a little less wind as far as between a blizzard warning, which is horrific, and a winter storm warning, which is just mildly horrific. So the snow will, in fact, the Twin Cities, Chanhassen, Minnesota, and Monticello and other areas, big chunk of the state of Minnesota, will have rain changing over to snow, I guess. How much are you going to get? Hold on a second here. Oh, couple of more inches are possible. I guess you already got some. Doesn't say. Ooh, 2 to 5. 2 to 5 inches. Ah, that's nothing. That's nothing. That'll be gone by May. Listen to me, chortle. My mom is shaking her head at her Alexa device right now. So again, around here, Muncie and Delaware County, our story is there could be some strong to severe storms, but the big deal is going to be at least the wind in Muncie today, but just how windy?
Wind gusts to about 40 miles an hour during the afternoon ahead of our next system.
That's Mike Kosh from the National Weather Service office in Indianapolis. They're talking about those wind speeds, the 40-mile-an-hour wind speeds. Rain expected to follow sometime in the afternoon. They advise that loose objects, trash cans, and furniture outside, and small dogs, I ad-libbed that one in, watch out for Trinity, Nance, at the risk of being blown away. Just Trinity flying down the street. That's the kind of wind that we might have. This weather guy from National Weather Service had a couple of more comments.
If we can get a little bit of sunshine mixed in during the afternoon on Tuesday, we could be looking at a couple of strong or maybe even severe thunderstorms.
Okay, we don't need any more of those. We had plenty of those about a week and a half ago, didn't we?
Rain quickly is going to overspread the area Monday night with some thunder possible.
All right. We'll watch that. Mike Kosh from the National Weather Service office. He's a meteorologist in Indianapolis at the office there. This is WMUN's Delaware County Today. If you are looking forward to our local news summary, we're going to hold that until bottom of hour 8:30 to let you get your Monday legs underneath you. Hopefully you have a great week here. It's going to be busy. There's a lot to do. As we told you, this is Wapahani week. Each afternoon, 4 o'clock, the hour is the power hour. Today is Reaction Monday. I'm sure people will be talking to Mark Forster about the Purdue Boilermakers, who have a 16 in their history again. Last year, they lost to a 16 seed in the first game. Remember that? Oh, you still feel horrible, don't you, Boilers? This year, as you probably already know by now, you're in the Sweet 16, which is, you know, way better. So anyway, he'll be talking about that, letting you talk about that 4 to 5 this afternoon and continue preparing for state finals Saturday. The boys basketball tournament will include several games on the Woof Boom stations. Our locally produced broadcast will, of course, focus on Wapahani. And I guess we have an extended pregame that will go ahead of our regular pregame. Then, of course, the broadcast itself from the Gainbridge Fieldhouse. All right, let's, before we go much further, kind of get a little bit of a snapshot of our day today.
It's March 25th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Medal of Honor Day. Created in 1861, the Medal of Honor is the highest military award for valor, which is presented by the President in the name of the Congress. Since the first Medals of Honor were presented in 1863, more than 3,000 have been given to those serving in the armed forces, including President Teddy Roosevelt for his service during the Spanish-American War. So take a moment to honor those men and women whose courage and valor above and beyond the call of duty earn them such a special recognition as true American heroes. Also on this date, in 1807, Britain abolishes the slave trade throughout the British Empire. And in 1972, the UCLA Bruins men's basketball team won their sixth consecutive national championship, 81-76, over Florida. If it's your birthday today, you share it with the Queen of Soul, singer Aretha Franklin, born in 1942. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Coming up next, we'll talk about the Northern Lights and how close they might be viewable to us in Muncie, Indiana, tonight. We'll also have a nearly unpronounceable word of the day. Thank you, Brother Pat. It's coming up on WMUN.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Federal authorities are now pressuring banks to spy on the transactions of conservatives. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is yet another reason why you need a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Secure your IRA or 401k right now. Text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Paid for by...
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I what makes Melinda so good. That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
All right, Mike Braun in the news. Senator trying to be governor, and apparently something happened on Friday and Saturday that some people are hollering about. And maybe rightfully so. That's coming up in our news summary, bottom of hour, 8:30 or so, and that will hit. One program note change for today. We had intended to talk to the Congressman Greg Pence, schedules not allowing that for today. So it will be tomorrow, and it is confirmed, 8:45 in the morning. That will come right after we talk to the doctor. Yeah, we're going to talk about sun safety. Dr. McCreese will be in again. He is a sponsor, and we are proud of that. We had a great event over the weekend with Dr. McCreese at the McCreese Vision Group. They're the ones on Purdue Avenue in Lindenbrook area. They had a drive-through set up to pick up those free sunglasses they're giving away for the eclipse to more safely watch it and view it. They still have a lot of those available. Fire stations in the city of Muncie have pickup spots. We'll get that data worked out with Dr. McCreese. He shared it with me several times when I was there on Saturday, but to be perfectly honest, I didn't pay attention for two reasons. One, because I'm a dude, and the other reason, because he gave me the sets of glasses for me and for Nancy. So, you know, I'm all set, so I didn't take notes. I do have the notes. The fire stations and how you can get them too. They are free for the asking. And that is a very, very nice thing. By the way, I don't know if you've heard, but there's a total solar eclipse coming on April the 8th, as I understand it, shortly after 3 p.m. Totality, 308. Is that the center? Something like that, plus or minus. Depends where you are. I'm not a scientist. I only play one on the radio. Let me tell you about the Aurora Borealis. That is not the word of the day. The Aurora Borealis. Those are sometimes called the Northern Lights. You can see them in Canada, far northern Minnesota, and northern Michigan, places like that, on a pretty regular recurring basis. However, for the first time in maybe a long time or forever, they tell me that tonight, last night it happened too, but tonight,
because of some wacky things. I think it's a solar storm or something. Not end of the world stuff. Slow down. Everything's fine. But it might make the Northern Lights visible farther south than they've been in a long time. Way northern Illinois is about as far south as they will be visible again tonight, as my notes seem to indicate. So the NOAA aurora prediction is because of a coronal mass ejection. Let me say that again. This is not the word of the day either. A coronal mass ejection. These are, of course, as Emily Guffey, my producer, knows, because she was the smart kid in school, huge bubbles of coronal plasma threaded by intense magnetic field lines that are ejected from the sun over the course of several hours. The space agency says they often look like huge twisted rope and can occur with solar flares or explosions on the sun's surface. Those notes did not come from Emily Guffey. They came from NASA. Nope, not NASA. Not NASA. NOAA, the weather folks. So that's pretty cool. By the way, everything's going to be fine. You don't need to get scared. Oh, the Northern Lights are coming farther south. Everything's fine. This is just something visible in the sky. We will not see it here in Muncie, Delaware County. But it would be cool if we could. You know, as many times as I've been to northern Minnesota, the area, by the way, that's in the blizzard warning right now, I've actually been there for a blizzard warning. Two Harbors, Minnesota, one time. On purpose. Never do that again. That was a dumb decision, but I digress. Anyway, of all those times that I've been in northern Minnesota, I've never remembered seeing the Northern Lights. Now, Mama, who might be talking to her Alexa device right now, might be saying, oh, Steve, there was that time when you were six and you were sitting out on the rock. It's very possible. Mom remembers everything. Aren't moms great? WMUN's Delaware County today. Next item here from our list of items is the week ahead. Let's kind of just give you a look at some of the items that you might want to pay attention to as we're just starting on Monday.
The week ahead.
Tuesday, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on the abortion pill. Mifepristone was first approved by the FDA in 2000 and needed to be prescribed in person over three doctor's visits. Since then, prescriptions can now occur through telemedicine and the drug delivered by mail. The group suing argues the FDA exceeded their authority by making it more easily available. Thursday, the former head of cryptocurrency exchange FTX will be sentenced. Sam Bankman-Fried was convicted on fraud and conspiracy charges, accused of running a Ponzi scheme that stole more than $10 billion from customers, lenders, and investors. Also on Thursday, it's MLB opening day, with all 30 teams slated to play. Friday, Beyoncé releases her first ever country album, Cowboy Carter. The album's singles have already put Queen Bey in the record books, making her the first black woman to reach the top of the Billboard country charts. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Arboreal is the WMUN actual word of the day. The Tree City designation was given again to Muncie last week. I think we got a release on that, which makes Muncie pretty arboreal. The definition is of, relating to, or resembling a tree. That's pretty good, right? I mean, it's Monday. Cut me some slack. I'm not 100% creative just yet. That'll take till Friday at about 11:59 p.m. Steve Lindell trying to get your day started and your week started in a great fashion. Coming up later this morning, our regular Monday routine will include the 9 a.m. show. That's the 765businessjournal.com. That radio show is associated with the website that is managed by Editor-in-Chief Mike Rhodes, who is no longer listening on his Alexa device. He's probably on the terrestrial radio now. He disappeared from my map just moments ago. He's probably in his hot rod driving towards the building right now, wondering what I'm going to say about him next. You got to listen every day because I might be talking about you. Protect yourself. Listen to WMUN every single day. The program at 9 this morning will be a replay of one of our favorite guests. We've had a lot of favorite guests. Shavon Nevings will be in, who now, today, as I understand it, you got to believe what you see on the interwebs, right? Is newly married. I think Shavon just got married last week or something. I was not invited. Didn't get the raised letter invitation. I'm kidding. Shavon might be listening right now. It's fine. Ye will be the guest from 9 to 9:30. Then at 9:30, I've completely forgotten who is on All Kinds of People. I can look ahead. I've got my notes. I just don't have them up on the screen for now. So the eye-rolling Emily Guffey is in charge of the buttons in the studio. I will tell you before the end of the hour, folks. I promise you. Still to come, our local news summary, what's happening around here and beyond, those items and more coming up as we continue on WMUN.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
You hear us every day on the radio.
Have you ever considered what it would be like working with us?
If so, I have a secret. You have a chance.
Hey, it's no secret. This Wednesday from 4 to 6, Woof Boom Radio is hosting open interviews for account executive,
full-time on-air talent,
engineering technical assistant,
and daytime news reporter.
Yeah, meet the hiring manager. Get a feel for the Woof Boom culture. We'll bring the snacks and drinks. All you got to do is bring your resume.
Now you're asking yourself if this would be a good fit. Well, do you have experience building client relationships? A voice for radio? Or perhaps you're a tech person that wants to keep things working behind the scenes? If so, let's talk. Go on, put it on your calendar.
For more info on these positions, go to woofboom.com/careers.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code 2PROS. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code 2PROS. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And good morning once again. Coming up on 8:30 Eastern Time, still missing from Muncie. I checked the Silver Alert page again. Ella Saylor, 15-year-old, missing since February 3. And the family still desperately needs information. We've heard nothing to the contrary, and it is still an active silver alert statewide for 15-year-old Ella Saylor, last seen February 3. Please contact the Muncie Police Department, 765-747-4838, or you can call 911. Any information about the whereabouts, and we certainly hope and pray that Ella Saylor is okay somewhere out there. Lighter side of news, the bracketology continues. Those of you playing, and I believe they're now legal pools in Indiana. Isn't, you know, betting and gambling more legal now because of it? I don't know, whatever. But I'm apparently in fifth place in our fun little challenge that we're doing here at Woof Boom Radio. I used, full disclosure, AI to make all of my picks. Didn't even look at any of the teams. In the NFL pick'em thing that we've done before in the family, lots of times I go with jersey colors as far as who I pick to win the games, and that worked pretty well for me last season. Nobody cares. Local news summary, you certainly do care about that. We are News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're the talk of Muncie, Indiana, USA. Let's get our local news summary on right now, WMUN. Several Republicans on the ballot for the primary tomorrow, 7 to 8 p.m., Fox 59 and CBS 4 teaming up with news partners across the state, including Woof Boom Radio, to broadcast a live debate. At least four Republicans qualified for the event based on criteria from organizers. Jennifer McCormick will be the only candidate on the Democratic primary ballot. Listen tomorrow morning for which of our stations will carry the event live. At the age of 39, it wasn't clear just how much NFL football was left in quarterback Joe Flacco, but the Colts are giving him another shot.
And Flacco spoke in Indianapolis for the first time as a Colt on Friday. I'm John Herrick.
Definitely grateful for Indy to, you know, to reach out.
And Flacco's coming off a season where he led the Cleveland Browns to the playoffs and won the Comeback Player of the Year award, which allowed him to become the oldest player to win that honor since Jim Martin did it in 1963.
And I think some of the young guys, like, it's just cool to probably have a perspective from a 39-year-old that really thinks he's 25.
He says he can't wait to play in Shane Steichen's offense and help quarterback Anthony Richardson. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Women's Week at Ball State and a panel discussion will be one of the events.
March 27th, Wednesday, from 3 to 4:30 in the Ball State Pittenger Student Center Forum Room. And when we're looking at some of the issues clearly tied to Women's Week, the reversal of Roe v. Wade has reminded us that rights can be removed outside of the voting box. And this means that the right to vote is our most significant right, and it protects all of the other rights that we currently enjoy. If we don't vote, we don't have a say in decisions that our legislators are making.
Linda Hansen from the League of Women Voters, Muncie, Delaware County on WMUN last week. Police busted a semi-truck driver with over $1 million worth of drugs last Tuesday. Donnie Burgess tells you what happened.
70 pounds of cocaine and 45 pounds of weed were packed into a semi-truck heading to Indianapolis from Los Angeles, California. The driver was stopped by Indiana State Police for a regular inspection on I-70 in Putnam County, but the state trooper became suspicious of the driver, and that eventually led to the discovery of the drugs. The driver was arrested and is now sitting in jail. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
Save the date, April 6th, for the 11th annual Walk a Mile in My Shoes for Madison County. Get your team together or be your own team. Sponsors are still needed. It all benefits the Christian Center in Anderson. Executive Director Rob Spaulding.
All the money goes to support the ministries. I mean, we serve over 2,000 men, women, and children, so it's really, you know, these things help.
Starting time 10 a.m. at AU's Reardon Auditorium. Register or get more info. ChristianCenter.org/walk. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
Things you didn't know yesterday, nearly one in five workers have participated in March Madness pools at work. Research shows the average retiree starts getting bored just over a year into retirement. And according to a survey, 75% of us are done with moving clocks forward and backward for daylight saving time. The Laken-Riley named legislation prompted this from Indiana Senator Todd Young.
At times, President Biden presents himself as a border hawk, waiting on Republicans to give him the tools to end the crisis he created. Despite the tough talk, we regular Americans would be forgiven for concluding that this administration wants the crisis on our southern border to continue. Prove us wrong, Mr. President. Fixing the border begins with you.
From a Thursday speech on the floor in D.C., last month, Riley, a 22-year-old American nursing student at Augusta University in Georgia, was killed by an illegal immigrant. Severe storms in Indiana communities destroyed buildings and homes and caused injuries. Ryan Hedrick reports that Governor Holcomb has taken executive action.
Governor Holcomb declared a state of disaster for areas struck by tornadoes in Delaware, Randolph, and Jefferson counties. Just a week ago, tornadoes and severe weather impacted communities, leaving about 10,000 homes without power. Some Hoosiers lost everything in the devastation. The executive order will expedite the state's aid in collaboration with federal, state, and local partners. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
Even more April 8th talk from law enforcement.
During the eclipse, do not pull over on the side of the road. Don't block the road, okay, because other people want to keep moving. Emergency vehicles have to get by. You might run off the road and get stuck. There's any number of circumstances that can happen that aren't good. So please plan ahead, plan accordingly, and plan if you've got a 20 or 30 minute or 10 minute drive, it's going to take three times longer because we're going to have a lot of people here from out of county.
Delaware County Sheriff Tony Skinner on WMUN last week. The totality that day hits just after 3 p.m. Your representative in Congress made sure that her perspective was heard on a bill that would ban transgender women from competing in Olympic sports. In the U.S., Kurt Darling explains.
The bill is a direct response to USA Boxing allowing transgender athletes to compete in women's boxing as long as they meet certain requirements. Congresswoman Victoria Spartz was staunchly against that in a House hearing Thursday.
For me, it's very offensive to see that we have biological sex males now competing against these girls.
Some Democrats claim that female athletes are not asking for this legislation, to which Spartz adamantly disagreed. The bill narrowly passed the Judiciary Committee. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
Ball State hosted the MAC Championships for gymnastics on Saturday. 1,700-plus attended, first time since 2016 that we've been able to do that event here. Second place for BSU to Western Michigan. Head coach Joanna Salim named MAC Coach of the Year for the third time. Ball State finds out where and when it will compete in the regionals. Sometime today, the Cardinals also will find out who will be moving on into individual competition. For years, you may have heard that if your phone gets wet, you should put it in a bag of rice. That might work for some phones, but not iPhone. Apple says allows small particles of rice to damage your iPhone. The company also recommended against using other well-known hacks such as an external heat source to dry the phone or sticking a cotton swab into the connector. The game everyone around here is talking about.
Brownstown Central in the southern part of the state, Wapahani in the east central part of the state. But these two teams and personnel know each other very well.
Oh,
Isaac
really?
Andrews and Jack Benter actually played on the same AAU team. Camden Bell from Wapahani too. So there's a lot of familiarity from the personnel. These two teams have never played each other in high school basketball.
Mark Forster will have coverage all week on WMUN's Power Hour, 4 to 5 p.m., plus the game live Saturday from Gainbridge Fieldhouse with special extended pregame plans, too. Senator and Indiana governor candidate Mike Braun reportedly missed that spending package vote early Saturday morning. Fox 59 seems to say the reason depends on who you hear from. A Braun senior advisor said that he attended a Friday event that ended 7 p.m., had a ticket on a plane 9:25 to D.C., but since no votes were scheduled at the time, decided to spend the night at home and fly out Saturday morning. The vote was then scheduled for 1:51 a.m., measure passed 74-24. Indiana Democratic Party Chair Mike Schmoll released a statement which included, quote, "Someone should tell Mike Braun that if he doesn't want to do his job, he can just retire, not run for yet another office and waste Hoosiers' time," unquote.
I'm Peter Killeen. A Muncie man arrested in an armed robbery that saw a victim shot. Star Press reporting, 44-year-old Henry Lowe is preliminarily charged with armed robbery resulting in serious bodily injury after Lowe and another man allegedly robbed a 53-year-old local man at a mobile home park on West Jackson Street on March 15th. Another Muncie man accused of twice breaking into a home of an acquaintance in Blackford County. According to the Star Press, 32-year-old Michael Cazarez is accused of breaking into that home on North Indiana 3, both on March 4th and again on March 13th, by breaking windows and getting in. The Muncie Ethics Advisory Committee seeking public comment on draft ethics standards to be included in an ethics ordinance to be drafted and presented for consideration by Muncie City Council this fall. MuncieJournal.com reporting the next meeting of the Advisory Committee scheduled for Thursday, April 11th at Maring Hunt Library on South High Street.
Severe storms can often bring out the scammers. That's the warning from Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita.
Any kind of work that you have done, get it in writing. Make sure there's a formal written contract. At the same time, anything that's promised to you that's not in that contract, you shouldn't expect to have it done.
He also urges you to do a lot of research about contractors before you agree to have them work on your property. The mayor of Winchester asked us to ask you last week to consider local and area contractors for that kind of work. Colts bring back Indiana native Danny Pinter on a one-year deal. The BSU product, who has been an effective spot starter at center in place of Ryan Kelly in the past, missed the entire 2023 season due to a broken ankle. And he's feeling much better. That's pretty cool stuff there. Cardinals done good. That's our local news summary. WMUN wake-up time is 8:40, 20 till 9 o'clock. Later on this morning at 9:30, it's all kinds of people. Karen Vincent will be the guest of Dr. Joe Moshevitz, the Hall of Fame award-winning broadcaster that is on our Wolf Boom radio team. More coming up in a moment as we continue live on WMUN.
To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Menards is your destination for a huge selection of concrete landscaping blocks in stock. There's no limit to what you can create. Find edgers to accent your flower beds, retaining wall blocks to hold back soil, and pavers to build your dream patio. All ready to take home today. Plus, use our landscape design program to get fast, free estimates on your project. Hurry in. Edger blocks are on sale through March 31st.
Save big money at Menards.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing. Spring is here, and along with much warmer, beautiful weather, Indiana is also going to be hit with spring storms. Wind, hail, and extreme downpours pose a challenge to your home, and we're here to help. Our roof and gutter systems will help keep your family warm and dry, just like we have for generations. So if you need Sheriff Goslin, remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1906, Sheriff Goslin Roofing. Worry.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Monday morning, the 25th of March. Nothing like northern Minnesota around here, but we do have some big winds to contend with. WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet reports hourly through the day and weekdays and weekends. He's warning us about the possibility of some very, very gusty weather flying around. Today, the warmest day of the week by far. In fact, the warmest day in a long time around here. We've had this cold snap. It will be breezy during the day. The showers come in mainly after midnight, 49 first thing in the morning. And then the wind is going to blow 40-plus miles an hour. Wind advisory is in effect as of, I think, 6 p.m. later today and through the night. There could be some power outages. That is sometimes very typical with respect to the possibility of high winds. And I'm sure AEP and the rest of the power people will be on alert and be ready to jump into action if and when need be. Again, if you're just tuning in to hear our interview with Congressman Greg Pence, that has shifted to tomorrow at about this time, 8:45 confirmed guest, and at 8:30 on Tuesday morning, we'll have Dr. McCreese back in here from the McCreese Vision Group to talk one last time about the safety aspect and maybe some celestial factoids with respect to the total solar eclipse. Those of you that are not in our immediate vicinity, we are very afraid that all of you are coming here to Muncie. We're not afraid, but it will be an undertaking. Seems hard to believe, at least to me. This is Easter week, right? Easter is a week from yesterday. Holy cow. And now, listen to this. Easter, apparently, is stressy, too.
This is House Call for Health. Easter Sunday is coming up, and for many, it's a joyous time, often filled with loved ones and family. But for some, that can mean added stress, a house full of people, a big meal, sad memories. Stress can lead to many other things, fear, anger, sadness, frustration, changes in appetite or interests, problems sleeping, headaches, increased use of alcohol. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggests multiple ways to deal with stress in general. Take a break from news stories and social media. Take care of your body. Stay physically healthy, which includes eating healthy, getting enough sleep, moving more and sitting less. Limit your alcohol intake and use of illegal drugs or prescription drugs. Don't forget to make time to unwind, though. Take deep breaths and stretch, or even try to do some other activities you enjoy. You can find more information at cdc.gov. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
WMUN, an affiliate of Fox News Radio, updates from their desk right before the top of the hour, or right around the top of the hour, every day on WMUN. This coming Saturday is one of, if not the largest, Easter egg hunts, I think, in the world. It happens at the Knights of Columbus in Muncie, Indiana, on 3600 West Kilgore Avenue. 4,000 eggs and over 700 prizes. Our buddy Brad Robertson, who has been a guest on this show, we'll try and book in Brad this week if we have any availability. We're very content heavy. But anyway, Brad let us know that the Knights of Columbus has that Easter egg hunt. They let the kids go, I think, in divisions by age brackets and stuff. So the littler kids are with the littler kids and so on and so forth. So everybody, please just be nice, will ya? And if for heaven's sakes you see an Easter bunny, don't slug the bunny. You know it could probably happen sometimes. Next item, why the pushback on TikTok? Chad explains.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The House overwhelmingly passed a bill to curb the reach of TikTok, but things are dicier in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer offered no obvious pathway nor timetable for the bill. The measure would require TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance to divest its U.S. subsidiary within 6 months of the law taking effect. The bill would also give the president the authority to deny other social media apps owned and operated by foreign adversaries access to U.S. users unless they sever their ties to their foreign owners. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Mark Warner and the top Republican on the panel, Marco Rubio of Florida, are concerned about the influence of TikTok. They are working on their own plan, but there are concerns about First Amendment rights. Senate Commerce Committee Chairwoman Maria Cantwell of Washington State said she would be speaking with her House and Senate colleagues to try to find a path forward that is constitutional and protects civil liberties. Some libertarians and progressives are teaming up in opposition to the bill when it comes to government control and speech. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
WMUN, Steve Lindell, your host every morning. I talk about Coffee with Bill from time to time. It is an unofficial group that gathers every Friday morning at 9 a.m., and there are a bunch of good people that come together from our community, Muncie, Delaware County specifically, and just talk about things and stuff. Apparently, they will have a regularly scheduled meeting this Friday, Good Friday, March the 29th. And it looks like, is this Ed Kanatzer's official word here? I think this is correct. Please reserve March 29 for a big CWB surprise. It's one you won't want to miss. Four mystery guests reunited for the first time in 24 years. Wow. I may have to attend that one. We'll see. Good people doing good things. Next up, a lot of numbers, and a lot of them are quite large.
It's Fox Wheels.
The economy, high prices, and interest rates have plagued the auto industry. Though new auto sales in the U.S. are expected to rise by about 12% in March from a year ago, fueled by vehicle availability and strong demand as competition intensifies, with manufacturers and dealers offering bigger discounts, including 0% financing deals on certain models, with average transaction prices for new vehicles trending down about 3.6% to $44,000, as the average incentive spend per vehicle has grown to about $2,800, with total retailer profit per unit expected to decline by about 32% this month. J.D. Power telling Reuters that it's become a shift from low sales volumes, high prices and profits, to higher sales volumes and lower prices. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On WMUN, news talk, sports talk, community talk, now reviewing what happened in Moscow and worries here in the U.S.
Securing America.
The ISIS-K attack at a Moscow concert hall, which killed more than 130 people, has again increased concerns about a terrorist attack here at home. While appearing Sunday on ABC's This Week, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio spoke about the ISIS trafficking infrastructure, which moves people across the world.
I think common sense tells you if they run a trafficking network of people, they would most certainly use it to move operatives into the United States.
Senator Rubio also spoke about ISIS-K's larger goals.
They would love to do what they did in Moscow here inside the United States.
On Fox News Sunday, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton spoke about potential timelines.
I'm deeply worried that ISIS from Afghanistan will end up targeting Americans sooner rather than later.
And expressed concern about the ability to keep U.S. citizens safe.
We have a duty to protect the American people wherever they are, here in America or around the world. And right now I worry that they're at grave risk.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And our final item for this morning, to Scotland we go.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A workshop for dads in Scotland who want to learn how to style their daughter's hair makes today's Dean's List. Sarah Eaton, a stylist from West Lothian, is really good at teaching moms how to do fancy ponytails, braids, bunches, and buns for things like ballet and dance classes. Sarah began several years ago when she heard moms talking about how they wished they could take classes to learn how to do a Dutch and a French braid. And that's when Bonnie Braids was born. Once she started teaching the moms, she would hear whispers from some of the dads saying they wanted to take part as well. Sarah says after a few sessions, more fathers want to get in on the classes, and some of the videos being shared on social media with the dads and the daughters say it all. The smiles are as wide as sunshine. Well done, everyone, and thank you, Sarah, for Bonnie Braids. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, Janice, and thank you for listening. Today and every day, 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, we're in Muncie, Indiana, USA. This is called Delaware County Today, what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County. Pacer people, there's a late-night game tonight right here, 10 p.m. pregame, then On the 27th, there's a 7:30 pregame, and on the 29th, there's a 6:30 pregame. So 1 week, three big Pacer games live here on WMUN. All right, we'll watch the weather. Updates from Paul Poteet, meteorologist for WMUN through the day. You hear those, as well as the news updates from Fox News Radio and the news desk there. And when news breaks out in the area we are living in, we break in as well. For Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center, I'm Steve Lindell, wishing you a great Monday from WMUN.